morning news. I'm Ryan Daniels. Nearly every airline is back to normal operations after a brutal winter storm, except Southwest Airlines. This passenger says his flight was scheduled Christmas Eve.
We've been in limbo for 3 days, and that was after waiting in line to be told that we would be in limbo for 3 days.
According to FlightAware, nearly 90% of today's cancellations belong to Southwest.
This is not a staffing issue. This is a systems issue. Southwest Airlines was staffed. Its employees were ready to go to work, but when they chose to take flights into the middle of the storm or not preemptively cancel enough flights, their systems have not been able to keep up with the rescheduling.
Southwest Airlines union worker representative Lynn Montgomery. Federal officials are looking into the mass cancellations. President Biden reacting to the Supreme Court's decision to, for now, keep Title 42 in place. On Tuesday, Biden said that while the end of the Trump-era border policy is, quote, overdue, it must now be enforced. There's no end in sight as illegal immigrants continue to bombard the southern border. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
Over and over again, we know that there are people coming into this country that want to destroy America. So yes, it's a national security threat. It's only truthful and honest to call it what it is.
Over the Christmas weekend, Border Patrol agents made just over 16,000 encounters. The U.S. House officially banning the use of TikTok on devices managed by that legislative chamber.
The House administrative officer said the app is considered a high risk due to a number of security issues and told lawmakers and staff Tuesday the app must be deleted. The rule comes as a growing number of state governments have banned TikTok over concerns the Chinese government could use the app to track Americans. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA News.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
There are nearly 100,000 people without power in Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. That number expected to climb today as wicked winter weather worsens and waters rise in the Pacific Northwest. Most of the outages are on the I-5 corridor. Heavy rain on saturated ground also increasing the risk of landslides over the next few days. Heavy rain stretching across much of the West Coast. A Florida couple now has a Christmas memory that'll last forever.
Nick Day and his wife Shada will never forget this Christmas. It was 21 years ago that this happened.
She came to me one day and said, I think I lost my ring. Now it's gone. I think I may have flushed it down the toilet on accident.
Uh-oh, but wait, there's a happy ending. Nick's mother recently had her toilet replaced, and you can just imagine the shock on his mother's face when a plumber found the ring while replacing that toilet. Mom says she couldn't believe it happened. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is taking steps toward what could be seen as a potential 2024 presidential bid, even as he begins the state legislative session in Florida. The Washington Post reporting the Republican governor has restarted his Google and Facebook ads. The Mega Millions jackpot stands at $565 million ahead of tonight's big drawing. The prize has grown so large because it's been more than 3 months since anyone's matched all six numbers. The odds of winning the jackpot are roughly 1 in 302 million. Numbers are drawn at 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.